Our reading for today is from Psalm 119, starting at verses 129 and going through 148, I believe. Yes, 148. And as I read it all, I thought, which verse should I open from, Lord, or which section of verses should I open from? And I thought, wow, second verse sounds good to me. How many of you love this book?
I do.
Huh? Do you love the Word of God? I love the Word of God. And verse 130 expounds on what this book does for us. What the words in this book does for you and me. And I was just, I thought, I wonder what others are thinking about this word. I wonder what others that have gone before us are thinking about this word. So I went to several different commentaries to see what were the famous authors, what were those fathers in the faith saying about this verse. And first of all, let me have Pat put the verse up. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Amen. You don't have to have a doctorate degree to understand this book or for it to give light and life to you. All you have to do is be willing to receive the words of this book.
Right.
Amen. I love it. The entrance of the words give light to us. Whoa. Powerful. J. Vernon McGee says, and quotes Spurgeon as saying, "Thy testimonies are wonderful, full of wonder and revelations, commands and promises. As Spurgeon has well said, Jesus, the eternal word, is called wonderful, and all the uttered words of God are wonderful in their degree. Those who know them best wonder at the most." Ah, yes. Those who know them best wonder at them most. Matthew Henry said, "The wonders of redeeming love will fix the heart in adoration of them. The scriptures show us what we were, what we are, and what we shall be. They show us the mercy and the justice of the Lord, the joys of heaven and the pains of hell. Thus they give to the simple, in a few days, understanding of those matters which philosophers for ages sought in vain."
Wow.
Amen. The believer, wearied in the cares of life and his conflicts with sin, pants for the consolations conveyed to him by means of the sacred word. And everyone may pray, "Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou doest unto those that love thy name." Wow. Wow. Matthew Henry had it in a paragraph, didn't he? In a paragraph, he describes what this book will do for us. Jameson Fawcett Brown says, "The entrance, the opening of God's word as an open door, let in light or knowledge." Hengstenberg explains it, "The opening up or explanation of the word to the natural man, the doors of God's word are shut." If you are a natural man, you can pick that book up and it doesn't say anything to you. But just get filled with the Spirit, get saved and filled with the Spirit. Woo!
That's right.
The words come off the page. Even one sentence in the book can be meaningful to you.
Absolutely.
Adam Clark comments, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. When I open my Bible to read, light springs up in my mind. Every sermon, every prayer, every act of faith is an opening by which light is let into the seeking soul." What do we need to do? We need to have a seeking soul, and that light will come on for us. And then I'll finish with the Treasury of David. It says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. No sooner do they gain admission into the soul than they enlighten it. what light may be expected from their prolonged indwelling. Amen. The very entrance floods the mind with instruction, for they are so full, so clean. But on the other hand, there must be such an entrance, or there will be no illumination. There must be such an entrance, giving yourself so that the word comes alive to you. The mere hearing of the word with the external ear is of small value by itself. But when the words of God enter into the chambers of the heart, then light is scattered on all sides. The words find no interest into some minds because they are blocked up with self-conceit, prejudice, or indifference. But where due attention is given, divine illumination must surely follow upon knowledge of the mind of God. Oh, that thy words, like beams of the sun, may enter through the window of my understanding and dispel the darkness of my mind. Wow! Let's let his word, as we're reading it through, month by month, day by day, month by month this year, let it give us understanding. Let's be open and give entrance to what God is saying to us. I am so grateful and I am so thankful for a pastor who speaks from this book instead of from his own mind or from articles in magazines or social papers. I am so grateful that he brings to us the unadulterated word of God every Sunday, that we might be enlightened and the eyes of our understanding might be opened. I am grateful for the word of God because in this world it is giving us a straight course to walk. It's like having a boat. You don't just take it out like in these waters. We have a seaman here with us today. Am I? And you don't just take it out. You look at the charts. And you follow the charts and you go where either the GPS or the charts tell you to go. Otherwise, you'll hit a rock. And that's what many Christians are doing today. They're hitting rocks in their life because they're not going. They're not letting this word give entrance. They're not giving entrance to the word in their life. And so they walk crossways. But not this group of people, huh?
That's right.
No way. We love this book. And we're taking it into our lives and we're letting it change us and illuminate us. Let's stand and let's say this verse together before we go into worship of our wonderful, wonderful God. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Amen.